there's been a decision to deregister the party, and that's just in progress at the moment. And at our annual general meeting, the members that were there unanimously decided that we'd change the name to the Tasmania Party. So we're looking at getting that registered with the Electoral Commission, and that'll happen as soon as the other parties deregistered.
Was there something wrong with the name, the National Party?
Well, probably not the name. I guess we've probably never been officially affiliated with the National Party, but I think it's just an evolutionary phase we've gone through. Originally, the people that set it up were people that were strong believers in country people actually having a voice and being represented in Parliament and getting their needs and requirements met. Whereas as more members and that have come on board, we've become more diverse. And we've soon come to realise that a lot of the issues that the country people have is actually in common with what's happening in the city. So we've got more diverse input coming in, and we've decided to make our name Tasmania Party.
Who will the Tasmania Party represent? Is it mainly people in rural and regional areas, or what about people in Hobart, Launceston, Burnie, Devonport?
Well, we're really keen to represent all Tasmanians, just not the rural areas. Rural areas were originally our focus, but certainly people have got the same issues whether they're living in the city or the town. And we've really tried to structure ourselves so that we are the people's party and we're representing the people out there and getting their views across and trying to empower them and get them to have a say in what's actually happening in their state.
What's the intention with regard to upcoming elections, just state elections, or will you be looking at the national elections as well?
Baby steps, I think, Tony. We started out initially just in the last state election, and we did a pretty good job in short term to be able to field 13 candidates. And while we didn't get anybody in Parliament, we've had some of our representatives go on and be part of local councils. So we've had some good candidates, and certainly we'll be looking at the state before we moved anywhere else.
But do you think eventually the Tasmanian Party will be represented in the national elections?
I guess that's for the party to decide. But short term, really the essence of the party is that it wants to represent Tasmania from a purely parochial point of view. We certainly don't want the baggage that comes with the national ties. We want to do what's right for Tasmanians and put Tasmania first, and that can be neglected sometimes under the current system.
How do you view what's been happening since the Liberal government was elected?
Well, I think that the Liberals are, at least in this state, at any rate, at least trying to honour some of their promises, and that's certainly been an issue in the past where parties have just made promises and really they've probably had no intention to keep them. So, you know, we'd really like to see them honour those promises, but certainly a few bits of legislation are coming through that are concerning to us, particularly the Workplace Protection Bill. Yeah, we sort of think it's gone too far, and some of the parts of that do pose a real risk on the people that are protesting. For example, in the example of mining, you know, you can be locked up for basically protesting on your own land that you didn't want mining on your own land, and that's going too far in my view.
How strong is the support for the Tasmanian Party?
They're still coming in at the moment, and we haven't really gone all out promoting ourselves heavily until we actually get the new party name registered, but we've certainly been excited by the response so far, and people are really keen to get involved. And the way we've structured our party is that people can have a say. We've put in place some platform chairs would actually speak about all the various policies that will come through, and bringing that right through from the ground roots, so everybody that gets involved with the party can actually have a say. Well, we'd love to be able to stand candidates in all the seats, and we'll be happy with whatever vote we get. But we've certainly got an open mind as to who we might work with in government. We're really looking at who we can work with and how we can make the state a better place.
Is the philosophy more Liberal than Labor, or a little bit Green?
I think we're reasonably middle of the road because we're really for the people and representing the people and giving them a say. And I know a lot of people feel disenfranchised with the current system because they just don't think they've got any input. So they're moving away from politics because they just feel that at the moment there's nothing they can really do or have no say in what happens.
And what do you think the actual name, the Tasmania Party, will do to voters? Do you think it will influence voters, just the name by itself, regardless of what you stand for?
Well, I think so. It's obviously quite a catchy name, and And we think, you know, we're going to be quite parochial about the needs and requirements of Tasmania and push that as much as we can rather than try and do things that fit in with policies that might be prevalent interstate.
Is there any impediment that might stop that name from being registered?
Not that we know of, and unless anybody wants to challenge it. It's certainly not registered by anyone else. So we think it should be smooth sailing, but yeah, we've just got to wait and see on that. But we need to go through this deregistration process first, and then we'll apply to have the Tasmanian Party name registered.